U.S. soldiers have returned from recent wars and sometimes complained of mysterious illnesses. Vietnam veterans blamed exposure to the herbicide Agent Orange. Soldiers in the first Gulf War suspected oil well fires, vaccines, depleted uranium, and other agents. Now some troops returning from Iraq say a medication they were given to ward off illness may be making them sick. The Pentagon is trying to find out. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Army Staff Sergeant George Andreas Pagani had a panic attack on his first day in Iraq. The Land Rover he drove got stuck for 5 hours on a road where soldiers were warned to watch out for ambushes. But Pagani says the thing that set off his panic attack was getting a look at a dead Iraqi soldier.
I had a pretty intense day, all day long that day. I really can't go into any details due to operational security issues that I'm restrained by. At night, I was briefly exposed to an Iraqi that had been killed. I did not see an Iraqi get machine gunned in half. I didn't see what had happened to him. I saw the aftermath. And approximately maybe 20 minutes, half hour later, that's when the symptoms started setting in. The vomiting, the nausea, the diarrhea, the hallucinations, the confusion, just severe panic or this overwhelming feeling of impending doom.
Several hours later, Pagani told his team sergeant he was in no shape to fight. The Army sends mental health teams to war zones to help soldiers deal with the stress of combat. A psychologist wrote a recommendation: give Pagani some short-term rest, teach him ways to reduce stress, then send him back to combat. But that's not what happened.
Instead, I was sent home, and shortly after I was returned to the U.S., I was charged with cowardly conduct before the enemy.
Pagani faced the death penalty. His picture was on the evening news above the word coward. Several days later, a journalist called Pagani's lawyer. The reporter was writing about a pill the Army gave soldiers to prevent malaria. The reporter told the lawyer the medication could cause extreme psychological reactions, like panic attacks. That's the first time Pagani heard about mefloquine.
I just looked at through my backpack and found the remaining pills, and sure enough, it was 250 milligrams of mefloquine.
Mefloquine is sold under the brand name Larium. Pagani got on the internet to look up its side effects.
And then when I started reading the literature, it was almost classic what I experienced as far as anxiety, panic, hallucinations, confusion, nausea, vomiting. It all fell into place, and it finally started making sense.
But it's hard to make sense of cause and effect. Sometimes a rumor or the suggestion in a reporter's call can harden into belief. It takes a lot more to achieve scientific proof. But the work of a Navy doctor has raised concerns about Larium. Dr. Michael Hoffer examined troops who'd come back from Iraq or Afghanistan. They said they got dizzy.
They were complaining of disequilibrium, and by that I mean the inability to walk straight without either veering off to the side or, you know, catching themselves.
Hoffer's the military's expert on vertigo. He runs the Balance Clinic at the Navy Medical Center in San Diego. Hoffer tested 11 service members. Pagani says he was one of them. Hoffer concluded that something had damaged their brainstems, and when he looked for the cause, he found one thing in common.
The only thing in their medical history that has been known to cause this sort of a disorder was this medicine they took in Iraq or Afghanistan, Larium.
Dr. Dean Bailey says Hoffer's diagnosis set off alarms inside the Pentagon.
News like this travels fast. It bounced all the way to D.C. and back. It looked like there was an issue there that we needed to find out more about.
Bailey is a Navy epidemiologist in San Diego. He says it was known that Larium can cause temporary dizziness, but he says Hoffer was claiming something entirely new, and there's still lots of skepticism.
What we haven't seen is folks who've had persistent long-term balance disorders of the type that Dr. Hoffer has identified. We haven't seen that reported. I mean, certainly not in any well-established scientific studies. You know, as an epidemiologist, I would have thought we'd have heard about this before somehow.
The Pentagon asked Bailey to do a large study. He'll consider other possibilities that can cause balance problems, like loud noise and exposure to jet fuel. The Pentagon says it stopped giving the anti-malaria drug to troops in Iraq. Soldiers still use Larium in parts of Afghanistan. The Food and Drug Administration says Larium is safe. It's been used for over 19 years by 25 million people. But the FDA does warn of psychiatric side effects. They range from bad dreams to, in rare cases, thoughts of suicide. So many soldiers quickly suspected delirium last year when it was reported that 21 soldiers in Iraq had killed themselves. The Pentagon's review of their medical records showed only a few of them even got the drug. Now the Pentagon has ordered two other studies to look at delirium's psychiatric side effects. Dr. William Winkenwerter is the Pentagon official in charge of protecting the health of soldiers, sailors, and Marines.
If there's something bad or something to be really concerned about, we want to be the first ones to know about it. Because if there's something that's harmful to people, we don't want them to use it.
One thing that's new, this time the studies are being done while the war is still going on.
We have nothing to hide. That's why we're taking this approach in this situation. We've taken other approaches in other situations.
Many soldiers came back from the first Gulf War complaining of fatigue, headaches, and memory problems. By the time the Pentagon agreed to figure out what was wrong, it was too late. There were few good records to say who'd been exposed to what. Some critics don't trust the Pentagon to get things right this time. Steve Robinson runs the National Gulf War Resource Center. It pushes the Pentagon to do more to protect the health of troops. Robinson says the Pentagon is repeating a mistake of the first Gulf War. It's not keeping good enough records.
Soldiers who are receiving delirium do not have that information annotated in their medical records. So when they get back, if they have a claim, for example, and say, I think delirium hurt me, the evidence is not going to be there that they took the drug. It creates this big question mark that floats out there that prevents scientists from answering the question.
Assistant Secretary Winkenwerter concedes it's hard to keep precise records in combat. But he says the military has the records it needs to do a scientific study. Staff Sergeant Pagani thinks there's another problem, a culture in the military that soldiers are not supposed to admit to having mental health problems. A recent study by the Army found that soldiers in Iraq with post-traumatic stress disorder don't ask for help because they fear they'll hurt their careers in the military if they do. Pagani thinks he's proof of that, but last week Pagani got good news. The Army said it had dropped all the remaining charges against him. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.